Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, indeed, these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. The Most High has indeed told me, yes, directly in my ears has he told me, I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. For the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, he has a plan that he declared from the very beginning. It is the only plan. It is the only plan, my brothers and sisters, that can ever be for the hope of peace. Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, what would bring solution to all the ills of this present world. I said he declared from the beginning what would be the solution to all the ills of this divided world. For men have, indeed, without question, since the dawn of human fall, created all manner of institutionality, political, social, national, cultural, and religious, pseudo-religious, my brothers and sisters, in departure from that which the Most High declared from the beginning. Men have created all manner of institutionality to blind their minds. I said, yes, indeed, to blind their minds, not to discern what the Most High declared from the beginning is the only plan, to blind their minds, not to give full respect to the only viable plan after which this world might again be made one. No question, no debate, no doubt about it. It is the one who shall reprimand and discipline the many, not the many, my brothers and sisters. That shall discipline the one. I've been having a little bit of an electrical storm here. We tried to put the show on a little bit earlier, and there was quite a bit of noise, but I believe that this time we might be able to continue through it all. Not quite as noisy as it was, but this time around, we're going to try to go ahead and push on through. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. Most High has said, he does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. Nevertheless, the scriptures have told us that when Messiah shall appear, not only will it be, by and large, an event unexpected, both in terms of, my brothers and sisters, of place and time, but my brothers and sisters, Messiah will come with a message that hardly have men expected him to come to declare. What does this mean? But that the multitude of varied allegiances that exist presently in this world in many ways have been obstacles. I said have been obstacles against discerning the will of one. Most High told me many years ago. Yes, he told me many, many years ago. That every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. For this reason, the Apostle Shaul made a great warning. Yes, he made a great warning, paralleling scriptures in Matthew 12:36. Messiah said, for every idle, foolish, deceptive, stagnating word a man speaks, you shall give account for it in the judgment. I repeat, every lie, every hasty conclusion men draw has been a deception, my brothers and sisters, blinding the minds against discerning all that for which men should have been continually seeking. In the book of Galatians, we find the scripture again that parallels what's in Matthew 12:36. Every foolish word a man speaks, deceptive, divisive, blinding, stagnating word, idle word, vain word a man speaks, he should give account for it in the judgment. In the book of Galatians, we read the Apostle Shaul offering a warning. A warning that indeed reflects what Messiah said in Yohanan John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Or that he is the way of truth unto life, my brothers and sisters. There can be no contradiction in the conscience that attains eternal life. The attainment of life, my brothers and sisters, is indeed attaining to a conscience beyond contradictions. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, if he said, if you love me, if your allegiance be unto me, God, maintain, defend. He didn't say presume. My commandments. And in his terms of his commandments, my brothers and sisters, he was speaking far more than what's simply on the printed page. People had the printed page. But, my brothers and sisters, that does not mean that simply because one has a printed page with writings upon it that he has comprehended the words of the Most High as he himself would administer his word, his law, his gospel. And because men have not discerned the meaning of the word gospel, or the meaning of the word righteous, or righteousness, many have not comprehended what Shaul meant when he said in that some had been somewhat neglectful or even treacherous. He said, hear me, my brothers and sisters. If any man preach any other gospel, in other words, if any man preach any other word as if it were the pure, perfect word of peace. He said, if any man preach any other gospel, any other word as if it were a solution beyond all the confusions and differences and divisive, contentious misconceits of this world. If any man preach any other word as if it were the gospel, the sure word, the sure, complete, pure, perfect word that offers one choice. If any man preaches any other gospel, in effect, my brothers and sisters, they tried to lighten the meaning of the word. But he said, if any man divide the words into a multitude of divisions against divine vision, he said, let him be damned. That's a hard word, my brothers and sisters. And surely it means exactly what Messiah also said. And he said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for anybody who would teach the message. Not true to what the Most High himself has decreed eternal. What he was saying, my brothers and sisters, is this. The only way we can watch out for false prophets is we have to be very careful. I said we have to be very careful that we are not left in bondage to anyone who would teach a false, fallen, fleshly, foolish, i.e. deceptive, perception of what is righteous administration. We should be very careful, my brothers and sisters, against every hasty conclusion men would draw without giving full consideration of all the Most High has declared. A foolish word, my brothers and sisters, in fact, is so often a word wherein men have spoken but not having given enough consideration or reverence to the full gamut of the truth that must be considered. It's amazing. Though this warning was given, how many have discerned the need to seek the whole word that a false, foolish, divisive, misideal, not have captivity over the minds. You know, it's an amazing thing. I want to talk about this later, but, you know, man has turned away from, in the multitude of his varying ideals, he has turned away from, indeed, what is divine justice. Turned away from the pure, perfect law of the Most High. Been tricked into believing Messiah gave his life for the forgiveness of sins, while men's allegiance still remained to a multitude of inconscient misideals after the machinations of man. Again, the Most High declared a plan from the very beginning for peace. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, anything else men would declare is just man-made mess. Vanity, my brothers and sisters. The Most High declared how peace should come. Only by that plan shall it come. Therefore, man should have always realized, my brothers and sisters, what, according to the scripture, is the ultimate promise of promises. I repeat. The promise of promises, that promise of the Most High, whereby he said he would complete all that he has spoken. This we must do. If we are to attain confirmation, being sealed, protected in his name, we must first be very careful and sure that we seek, protect, and defend the fullness of his word as he has revealed it. scriptures tell us the Most High does nothing without revealing it first to his servants, the prophets. If your leaders were indeed prophets, my brothers and sisters, the kind of message that I intend to deliver tonight, according to so much that is written in scripture, the kind of message that I deliver tonight, my brothers and sisters, if your leaders were prophets, would not be so much of a surprise to so many. Indeed, your leaders were prophets. They would recognize the responsibility after the gift of the Holy Spirit. They would realize their responsibility that they cannot, not have the authority from on high. No one, my brothers and sisters, asking the Most High for the gift of his Spirit from on high that teaches all things has any authority from the author to twist or deny anything the Most High has said through the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, Acts 3:18-23, for no question about it. Messiah will come for the restitution, restoration, remembrance of all things according to all the Most High foreordained, according to all the Most High promised since the world began. And he said, watch out for false prophets. Admit, my brothers and sisters, watch out for those who don't keep, preserve, teach, remember, or bring to remembrance the fullness of what the Most High declared. Watch out for those who not only lie, come in with the contrivances after their own hearts, according to their own agendas, but watch out simply for those who in their unrighteousness would not and do not consider a whole word of truth, but only after, again, a pure, perfect word do we perceive together, to walk together agreed, reasoning together after the one choice. The only way we can reason together, walk together agreed, is that there must be an absolute standard that we all must learn. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, mutually love, obey, and uphold both in word and deed. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Why should any man ask for the Holy Spirit if it is not to declare the truth? Pure and perfect after the unction of the One Most High. But there are those who have actually believed, unconverted, deceived, never to discern what conversion is. They have not discerned the principle of what is called the dispensation of grace. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, and I did an earlier show on this, as ultimately Messiah said in petition for his grace or the grace of the Father upon mankind, only on them who look forward to the ultimate sovereign rule of one king, even he himself, whom the Father has appointed. So the man, my brothers and sisters, says he has faith, faithful unto the will of one, after the designs of many. He said, my brothers and sisters, go forth and convert the nations, all power, all authority from on high. In other words, the authority from on high given him to rule is only according to the fullness of what is divine will. I need to explain this. Let me go on and explain this before I move on further. If we were really to understand deeply the scriptures of Isaiah 48, the promise of Messiah's coming as one who declares an absolute after the will of one, the anointed one of one. If we really want to understand the scripture, my brothers and sisters, the appearance of Messiah after the spirit of one is an absolute assurance.
Let me repeat that.
It is an absolute assurance that the Most High will not compromise His sovereign will. There's a reason why He said ultimately that your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Realizing this fact, that only if we attain to the truth that the whole world is sought to deny, hide, pervert, and destroy, only if we attain again that knowledge, my brothers and sisters, have we genuinely converted. Or dare men say that the conversion of mankind is according to all the partialities and pluralist status quos, the cages and snares of darkness, which men have become proud of continually endorsing. Think about it. From the beginning, this world was one. Most High made it to be ruled after one. But mankind, my brothers and sisters, again, has fallen short of the divine standard. Fallen away from divine vision because men have taught a bunch of lies that have made man fall into a mass of divisions. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the only way we can prove true to the will of one, we must seek again all that is His pure, perfect will. There's a reason why Messiah said all authority. In other words, He came as a spokesman for the Most High. That all men might agree in all things. If all men agreed in all things, knew and agreed in all things, the Most High declared, there would be no room. I repeat, there would be no room for disagreement. And there indeed would be only harmony. The status quo that would be upon this earth according to no compromises or divisions would leave no room for men to continually err. And all honor would indeed unto the will of one. Messiah said, all power, authority from on high. That means, my brothers and sisters, beyond all worldly divisions. He said, it's been given unto me. That means authority to rule this world entire according to the will of one. The Most High once told me that no man has a right to rule. A right to rule in any way, but after that which Yah Himself has declared. Does man feel that he has a right to subdivide this world that doesn't really belong to him? Taking control of resources and land? Believing that Messiah gave His life for the forgiveness of sins? Oh, they told you that He gave His life for the forgiveness of sins, but my brothers and sisters, it was never unto those who would maintain allegiance to sin. It was never unto those who would maintain allegiance to false rulers who would not teach His will. Why else would He say, go forth and convert the nation? So they then told you the Messiah came and gave His life that men's sins might be forgiven. How much have men really considered the fact that whatever has divided this world against the will of one is sin? Therefore, the multitude of variant ruling premises of this world, all of them, my brothers and sisters, every single one that would deny men opportunity to discern the greater truth, are sin. The scriptures tell us our weapons are mighty, they are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, the casting down of false imaginations and strongholds against every, if you will, my brothers and sisters, evil or wicked, fallen short, lawless thing that stands against the greater knowledge of Yah. And we are ready to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is complete. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the Most High was sanctioned as of His army. Those who, my brothers and sisters, who have heard from Him,
to genuinely discern his command. He said, go forth and convert all the nations. How? By teaching them everything that he has commanded. And this, my brothers and sisters, knowing this premise, this is what man should have preserved even unto the end of this age. For there's no question about it. The lies must die that life begin. No one can believe the fullness of the truth the Most High would declare until every misconceit is removed from the mind and heart. Every lie man believes is an obstacle against the same greater dimensions of truth. Now, the need to discern, my brothers and sisters, he said, again, every foolish, idle, stagnating, deceptive word that keeps men from perceiving what needs to be perceived. He said, for every such foolish word, every word that declares an obstacle against the discerning of the truth, perverts men's perception of the truth, man should give account for it in the judgment. Again, the book of Galatians, in effect, really then says, anyone who will seek to persuade men or will seek to compromise the word, to gather rapport, the allegiance of men, cannot be a servant of the One Most High. My brothers and sisters, the only way you can help save the soul of a man is that you seek all that is divine will with a great love for Yah, that nothing be lacking. What are the greatest commands of all? Messiah said it. Call the Shema, Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Mark 12 and 29 to 31. He said, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one, meaning that all must seek him, love him, with all mind, heart, soul, and might, nothing of one's being an obstacle against the all that is a pure, perfect truth. And in this, my brothers and sisters, in seeking to maintain a sense of conscience, true to the will of one, we love one another. But indeed, my brothers and sisters, men have turned away from divine law, turned away from divine order, turned away from divine justice, and have reaped all manner of injustice. But against this folly, man was warned. Man turning away from what is divine justice. Man turning away from what is divine order. If he has reaped all manner of injustice, all manner of unrighteousness, had left himself subject to rulers, don't consider all this divine law, what did he expect but to see all manner of mass unfairness in the earth? You know, my brothers and sisters, I think sometimes about the scriptures, for instance, at Isaiah 50. Why, when I called, was there no man? And this is a prophecy of the latter days. Messiah saying these words to the world. Why, when I came, was there no man? And when I spoke, was there none to answer? Was there none who had a solution? None who knew how to respond rightly. Oh, there's a lot I could say about that in Zephaniah 2:15 to 3:6 to 3:13. Because as men have trusted in all manner of false concepts of a Messiah, the truth of the Messiah, and the true Messiah, as he's decreed in the scriptures, is one, my brothers and sisters, they have not been prepared to accept. In Isaiah 50, it said, why when I came, or why when he appears, will he decree,
There was no man, none to answer, none to give a right solution, none knew I know to answer and respond rightly. He said, where's the bill of divorcement from your mother? Well, some have claimed I put away. Let us explain that. He said it was you who sold yourselves away for naught, for nothing. My brothers and sisters, your mother, spiritually speaking, is that matrix, that system of order in which men should be raised, that they are reared unto truth and righteousness rather than all manner of deceit, but a systemic misorder that sanctions all manner of errant ideals. It's taught men that there's forgiveness of sins, or the end of sins, the remission of sins, or the putting away of sins by retaining the problems. By retaining, my brothers and sisters, every fallen standard. My brothers and sisters, Messiah did not come that men receive a spirit that teaches all things, that men should remain of a lesser conscience after that of their rulers. Messiah, well, men have said that he came to put away or bring about a forgiveness of sins. But my brothers and sisters, there's only forgiveness of every fallen standard when the conscience of men is raised to a standard beyond those who have taught him to err. So they taught you Messiah gave his life for forgiveness of sin. Let me tell you something. Think about it. If you're not subject to divine law and authority, whose authority are you under? If man does not reverently respect all that is divine order, whose misorder is he under? Messiah, knowing the principle of the holy name, in effect declared his command is all and everything that he is. He said, the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, comes to testify of him, to remind mankind concerning that and even all that which he has spoken. My brothers and sisters, of what, after what spirit have men functioned? That they have taught men, I want you to hear me now. In such a manner that most have not understood that anyone who would compromise the holy word after any standard less or twisted aside from that which the Most High has declared, or anyone who teaches men that divine law is put away, predisposes men to reject the restoration of the knowledge of that truth by which men might have peace. Again, if man truly believe the gospel, the word means the whole sure message. If men all believe all that is the purity of truth, there'll be nothing after which to argue. But in men, that men have felt that they had somehow a right to cherry pick the holy word, disrespecting Yah against the fullness that he is. And so much sin, so much argument, so much disagreement, so much chaos, so much confusion has remained. Men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that the only hope of conversion is in recognizing, I repeat, is in recognizing that unless we reattain, I said that unless we reattain all that truth which the whole world has chosen to reject, deny, and distort, lest we had reattained that truth, we have not overcome the world. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, we have not yet converted. Shall a man just simply say he called upon the holy name, never having heard the gospel, never having heard the word of one, still subject to every manner of disarray and confusion taught by the various rulers of the nations, and say that their allegiance has been true to keeping, preserving, maintaining, and defending all that Messiah gave his life, that it be restored to the conscience, and men still fall to the lesser ideals of a worldly status quo that calls upon the holy name after what is still yet what? The vanities, the short-sightedness, the partialities, and the perversions of men? I say, my brothers and sisters, we should be far wiser than this. The scriptures tell us that this salvation that we seek is not after the variant standards of men, not after the workmanship or ideals or machinations or conceits of man, but we must be his workmanship unto good works. And the word for good means complete, pure works. After all that which Yah has foreordained, all that the Most High himself has envisioned. And the book of Ephesians even goes as far as to tell if we will rightly understand it. That if we remain strangers to the customs of the commonwealth of Israel, the kingdom of Israel, and the holy kingdom of Israel that is to be established upon this earth, if we remain estranged to that covenant promise, that a righteous remnant of Israel under one Messiah, under one king, if we forget or deny that ultimate promise, if we refuse to discern what is necessary to bring that to bear, it says we are without Yah, without the Messiah, in fact, worshiping a false one, a Christ and not a Kurdi, something else that needs to be explained. Without hope, in other words, without the faith, not knowing the only plan that offers solution. And left, my brothers and sisters, alienated, far from the knowledge of Yah and the world, and having no part, if you understand what I'm saying, in a true church. The church, my brothers and sisters, had the expectation of one who surely would come, restoring all things the Most High has declared, compromising nothing, bringing to bear, and assuring, vouchsafing at divine command, under divine authority, by divine hand, everything that pleases and appeases the will of the one Most High, under his honor, his reverence, his sovereign authority. As master, owner, declarer of all that is necessary unto life, peace, honor, justice in this earth. You know, I find it a shame that though the scriptures relate an instrument through which all these things should be brought to bear, there are those who have acted after selfish ambitions, desires that none should understand. I said that none should understand what, according to Isaiah 22, must be a replacement of diverse worldly authority. That beyond every infirmity of false foundation after which men have reasoned errantly, that my brothers and sisters, infirmity, a sure foundation must be established again in the earth, that all might move well unto full maturation, and all that for which man from the beginning was created. Man was created, my brothers and sisters, to manifest, reverberate the thoughts of his maker and no other. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, since man today has made for himself so many devices confusing himself, the Most High has declared that he would raise up in the earth out of the tribe of Judah, one a direct descendant of King David, a Davidic king, one who called beloved of Yah, and who loves for fullness of what is divine will, to perform all that he has declared. One scripture says in Colossians concerning Messiah, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world and not after, if they said it right, the Kurdi. The one who comes like suddenly, like the rising sun, to reveal all the world has sought to obscure, and to restore the light, my brothers and sisters, that cast out all the darkness, to expose all those who would hide the truth from you. In the book of Colossians, it says, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world, and not after that one, my brothers and sisters, in whom you must be made complete. Those who would understand this must comprehend what I have said before. Only, my brothers and sisters, in reattainment, reacquiescence, faithfulness, steadfastness to all the truths, my brothers and sisters, the Most High have declared from the beginning. Only in the reattainment of all the truth that the world has chosen to neglect in its partial and polluted, sinful, institutionalized illusions. All that the world has sought to deny must be believed, must become common understanding, must be heard, declared, and obeyed. Else man, no man, my brothers and sisters, is worthy to be confirmed true unto the will of one. What do you think it means when it says, declare, lift up your voice like a trumpet and declare unto Israel his sins? There's a need, my brothers and sisters, we discern beyond all error, beyond all transgression, that the truth of the Most High, the justice of the Most High, might be preserved in the earth. Think about it in Isaiah 50. Why, when I came, was there no man? When I spoke, was there none to answer, none who was able to give a solution? It's because men have not preserved the purity of the word the Messiah must restore. Isaiah 50. Where's the bill of divorcement of your mother who you claimed I put away? In other words, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never desired that men be reared after a system that ignored his righteousness. Meaning that it was always an intent that men should preserve, granted the opportunity to preserve the fullness of all the Most High declared. And it said in that men have ignored this righteousness. They have sold themselves into vanity, sold themselves after misrule. There can never be justice. I want to explain something to you. Many years ago, I wonder how much is tonight's message. I'm going to really be able to relate that all I wanted to. But I must say this. Many years ago, Most High gave me a dream. And in the dream, my brothers and sisters, it was like I was watching. An ancient foreparent, a mother. And I knew this was periods of ancient, periods of that, but I would say not so ancient. Only a few hundred years ago. An African woman who I knew, right, she come from Africa, if you will. But I knew she was of Hebrew descent. Amongst those who my brothers and sisters in the diaspora, spread to the south, to the west coast of Africa, and brought here on slave ships. I knew that, my brothers and sisters, and it was as if she had been here only for relatively a short time. I could tell you more about her dwelling and how the area where she and her son were living was quartered off amongst many makeshift abodes. But one of the things that was most striking about that dream is that she had with her, appeared to be maybe in her early 20s, she had with her a four-year-old son. And in the dream, she had her son clasping his shoulders, drawing him close to her to look her straight in the eye. She was on her knees that she might see her son, and her son might see her eyes, eye to eye. And she was pleading with him, my son, please, please try to remember everything I've ever sought to tell you. They've already sold your father. It looks like it won't be long before they sell me. And she was in tears because she knew. And she said these words to her son. It won't be me who raises you, my son. But it'd be your filthy mother who raised you. Who will raise you. I knew exactly what it meant. Remember the movie Matrix? It meant a type of womb, a system into which a thing is reared, raised, air, and raised to, let's just say, ultimately be a proliferation of the ideals of that which brought that person to fruition. You know, in the book of Hosea, it talks about how the rulers have confused the people after all manner of controversy. It says, yet your mother keeps silence. What manner, my brothers and sisters, of loving mother would not warn her child concerning the things that that child must face, that the child might be able to guard himself as much as possible to survive? She said, instead of me raising you, my son, your filthy mother will raise you. Meaning that this system in which her child was to be raised in her absence would be able to teach her nothing, or teach her child nothing concerning what would be the procreation of his purpose in the earth. And in this case, my brothers and sisters, surely as one descended of the patriarchs of Israel. And it pained her heart with what she knew. But she said, my brothers and sisters, instead of me being able to raise you, she said, your filthy mother will raise you. But she said, one day, my son, in spite of herself, your filthy mother, meaning this system that could never teach her child all needed to be known for this child to fulfill his ancient purpose. She said, but one day, my son, in spite of herself, your filthy mother is going to have to teach you how to read and write. And she said, in that day, my son, you'll read the book and understanding like a native, to discerning, my brothers and sisters, as your filthy mother could never have ever taught you. And she said, in that day, my son, you shall reclaim everything they took from you. Wow, I remember waking up from that one. It was a very powerful expression. And I'm telling my wife about that dream that immediately hit me with so much impact. had a few more minutes, I could still lay my head down that morning. And I wanted to contemplate what I had just heard. And it seemed as if as soon as I put my head again to the pillow, I fell again asleep into another dream state. And I saw in that dream a child as if it had just been born, still wet with his mother's amniotic fluid, with the waters of his mother. And I didn't even wipe. Still attached at the umbilical cord. And I heard the voice of the Most High say these words. He said, "The time has come to cut the cord from your filthy mother and to drink again of the breasts of the mother who loved you." At the time that I saw that, my brothers and sisters, I had not read or remembered the words that Isaiah 66. Speaking of a time like it's written in Isaiah 30th chapter, of a time when though the people of the Most High for a long time under the misadministration of others have partaken of all manner of corrupt and spoiled doctrine, bread for vendor. Well, finally again, my brothers and sisters, to hear the words of a true teacher. To discern again the way, my brothers and sisters, after which they should walk, turning neither to the right nor to the left. Messiah said, "I'm the way." It means there should be no distortion aside from the path. No man come to the Father but by me. And my brothers and sisters, the path he lays, nothing crooked about it. But Isaiah 59 says that men have laid for themselves all manner of crooked paths. Many of my brothers and sisters, whatever path they laid, it never was straight unto the goal. But filled with detours, misinstruction, false directions. And me and my brothers and sisters entirely missed the point. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, no question about this. Far more often than not, the directions that this society would cause a man to walk are exactly in all things completely opposite from what is divine intent. And there are so many who would say that they would turn toward the right path, but my brothers and sisters, until they are ready to take a complete about face, they just veer off from a path that is still opposite from what is divine intent. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. This world has been bewitched. My brothers and sisters, bewitched. Like the book of Galatians also says, going into the 30th chapter. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Those unto whom the doctrine of the will of Messiah crucified has been pictured before your eyes. I would ask you, did you receive the Spirit after the misconceits, the machinations, the false conceits, and false doctrines of men? Or by obedience to faith, faithful, a word faithful unto the will of one? You know, you need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. In the book of Romans, the apostle Shaul made a warning. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, Many of them are brothers and sisters who claim to preach that pure, perfect word, but there's so much truth they have ignored. Does man receive the Spirit for unbelief, for trusting in those who will continually lie? Is there any reason, my brothers and sisters, for the Most High to offer His Spirit to a people who will never believe fully or act fully upon His word because they want to always continually argue with Him as to why they would feel that they are sufficient without His instruction? Dear my brothers and sisters, Most High has no intent to argue with those who are constantly telling what he tell him what they've heard from men, when he is himself is the authority that all men should reverence and hear. But shamefully, my brothers and sisters, this is what men have done. Men have believed all manner of false concepts of Messiah, not understanding what the doctrine of Messiah crucified really is about. Messiah gave his life and rose, the scripture says, Isaiah. Well, how about this? It's reflected of Isaiah 53. But the scriptures are actually saying what it said at Romans 14:10-12. One judgment seat, my brothers and sisters. I said one judgment seat. Messiah gave his life that men might discern the wickedness of those who did not discern and who would disrespect a righteous one. And in the book of Acts, we find in the second chapter, you know, reading all the way through the third, that when the scripture talks about sun and moon darken, as we find in Isaiah 24:22-23, and Joel 2:31-32, you find these scriptures, and so the apostles understood that analogy relates that all the men have been conceived as bright in the darkness, or in these times of ignorance, must be put to utter shame. That wisdom, again, my brothers and sisters, be revealed. Again, as I told you, that every lie must die and life begin. When the people realized that they had been subject to rulers who persecuted and even murdered the Messiah, they asked, what shall we do? And he says, be baptized means washed of all misauthority. Make a public declaration that you know that the systems of this world have been a lie. John 7:7, Messiah said, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that this works. Evil. In other words, I expose the evil, the deviation that have been the works, the designs, the conceits, the thoughts of men. And anyone who would worship any of these deviant perspectives, our brothers and sisters, though he might call upon the name of the Most High, to continually worship the lie, or not to learn how not to lie against the truth of divine nature. My brothers and sisters, not to learn how not to lie, not to discern how to become steadfast, not to deviate. No matter what title men use, it is still yet, whether men are ready to understand it or not, it's still yet devil worship. Remember, in Revelation 13, the scripture talks about how this system will manifest a false Messiah, having horns like a lamb, seeming to be the sacrificial lamb who gave his life that men might receive a spirit, that their conscience might be raised to the will of one. A false Messiah, then, my brothers and sisters, would keep men distorted in their views after the misrule of men, after the beastly nations of men that refuse to reason together. Horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon, my brothers and sisters, anybody who can believe that the Messiah gave his life that men be forgiven while remaining subject to every lying voice of this earth. Anyone who can believe the Messiah came that men might be forgiven, to continue to speak lies, to continue to maintain subjection under the misallegiances to those who would partialize and pervert the Holy Word, Anyone who believes Messiah gave his life that men might continue to believe a false gospel or an impure word, denying divine law and remaining under the false rule of men, the false law, false rule of men. Anybody who can believe the Messiah gave his life for men to continually disrespect the wisdom of the Father. Our brothers and that sisters, whoever can believe that is sorely, grossly deceived. Why, when I came, was there no man? Folk, was there none to answer? Why, when I came, was there none who understood these things? Is it mentioned to which they should discern the solution? Why so few comprehending when I came? What does the scripture say in Isaiah 59? The Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw there was no one to help, no intercessor. In a world where when men sought to turn away from transgression toward righteousness, they were made a prey. He said the Most High looked and saw there was no intercessor, none who would petition for the fullness of pure, perfect truth. No minister, my brothers and sisters. I can only tell you what the Most High told me. He woke me one morning speaking a name that he knows I have, that at the time I did not fully know. And he came out as he was speaking that name. And he said in this way, Bottom, I'm just putting out not saying that name. Bottom, yes, two syllables. Bottom. There are no more ministers in there. Hard words. Meaning that he said to me there was none who declared the world and the word unto the full healing of mankind after the will of one. The book of Isaiah, 59th chapter. It says, the Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw there was no intercessor, no one petitioning for the fullness of all that is divine truth. Men had long forgotten it, as they have for many generations now. Isaiah 59 is reverberated from the passages of Psalms 14 and Psalms 53. Most High looked upon the sons of men and discerned that there was no one who discerned, if you will, how much more they need to seek Yah. And men have all been duped under evildoers. Therefore, duped under the evildoers, deviate fallen standards for not discerning how much more of the righteous the Most High they must discern. Indeed, many of my brothers and sisters have manifested and created all manner of false institutionality so as not to discern that which they must attain again, refusing to discern the dimensions to which they have fallen. Functioning under systems the scripture calls mysteries of iniquity, not discerning the iniquity or the unrighteousness of those who rule over them. And regretfully, my brothers and sisters, preferring unrighteousness. Have men discerned what the scriptures are really saying? Men have given authority in this world, even over themselves. Rule, misrule in this world, dividing it, giving men unscrupulous, unjust, selfishly ambitious, greedy, giving them control of resources, disenfranchising those that don't seek unscrupulous favor, disenfranchising those who will not go along with their wickedness. Turning away from him who is just and fair, and turning toward those, my brothers and sisters, who can unjustly control the resources of the earth. And men have to slave, following all manner of hypocritical compromise to attain what is necessary, seemingly necessary to survive. The scripture calls it the marks of the beast, and no man may buy or sell. Lest he function after those who are irrational, unreasoning, and unjust. Why, when I came, was there no man who understood the solution? He knew how to answer, would cry aloud the truth when he hears it. Where's the bill of divorcement? Where? You can find anywhere the Most High really put away his law. If he said convert, it means you put away the misrule of man. That you might teach everything that he received in authority from on high, saying, as my father's commanded, so do I. This we must discern, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand something. According to the prophecies of the scripture, the Most High has declared one who would surely bring to bear everything the Most High has spoken. And the promise of that one, he said he would raise up in righteousness. You'll find that in Isaiah, 45:13? The promise of that one, he said he would raise up in righteousness, perform all that pleases him. My brothers and sisters, without question, the promise is a promise of promises. Without which, my brothers and sisters, nothing the Most High has forsworn can be brought to bear. He is Rishon va'Acharon, meaning he has declared from the beginning that which must be. I said, meaning that he has declared from the beginning what must be, and there will be no other plan after which this world shall be brought to peace, reconciliation, and a covenant, my brothers and sisters, that transcends all the divisions of the nations after which the people have been scattered. If you read Jeremiah 30 through the 31st chapter, you find the restoration of a covenant is in the regathering of the people beyond all the misrule of all the nations where they have been scattered. Such is the conversion beyond all the nations. And my brothers and sisters, it's time that men truly must understand, who is it the scripture said would come from a far country, meaning not Israel, not born on the land of Israel. And the scripture says not only in the earlier days, but in the latter days, Isaiah 45:6. Who is the scripture say would come from a far land to bring the people of Israel out from Babylon, to overthrow Babylon and bring the people of Israel out from a form of Babylon? I say in the earlier days of Babylon in the east, to the east of Israel, in the latter day of Babylon from the west. Hosea says in 11:10, need to read 10 through 12. He says, in his last days he shall roar like a lion, and the sun shall come trembling from the west. Isaiah 24:10 through 16 talks about a city, one, and because it would not listen, destroyed in the west. A city that's a mere example of all the diverse standards of a world entire. That the Most High would have to destroy that city. That because it has established multitudes of false comforts, false institutionalities after which men believe that they are sufficient. Deceived, therefore. I want you to tell you something, my brother. The Most High one time told me these words. He said to me, whatever you see, hear, read, or anything else from these people, you better check it out with me first. Or someone will make a fool of you. Meaning you'd be caused to perceive that you had attained and acquiesced fully enough that which not yet, my brothers and sisters, has the soul attained. Well, the Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, one who come, he said, from a far land. In the first appearing from the east, and actually what is the third appearing from the west, of Babylon west, to bring his people back that they might dwell finally in the latter day, never to turn back again. Never, my brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me. Isaiah 59 says, this is my covenant that he shall declare in that day. Romans 11:25-27 says the same. But from henceforth, his word shall remain in the minds and the hearts of his people. The mouth of your descendants and your descendants, from henceforth, even forever. In other words, no more confusion. Because a standard will be raised. And the scripture even goes as far as to say in Isaiah 60:12, that whoever will stand against the going forth of that light or who will not receive and uphold that light of invariant truth, that nation shall perish. I find it amazing that some people say, oh, that's not concerning me. Well, brothers and sisters, Most High says he would give nations for the lives of a remnant people will be true to him. Read that for yourself also in Isaiah 45. Most High declared one, my brothers and sisters, who I dare say to you, is, according to Scripture, the promise of promises. Scripture calls him the word of Yah. But the word for word, my brothers and sisters, the Dabar, is also a promise. In the beginning, Most High made a promise, my brothers and sisters, as to what is the path of life and peace. All things created ultimately unto that purpose. And whoever would turn man aside from that purpose, my brothers and sisters, against that symbiosis and against that order, and truly, truly, my brothers and sisters, deserves to be accursed. He said he does nothing without revealing it first to his servants, the prophets. Nevertheless, the scriptures say, because of the treacherous indiligence, the neglect on the part of your leaders, read Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Because of the indiligence of your leaders, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes with that message, it will be a message the scriptures call sudden. It means unexpected. Something of which men are unprepared. Meaning the leaders have not done what they were supposed to do in preserving the truth of a holy word, that men prepare for the coming of the true king. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have hid so much truth, so much invariant and eternal truth men have hid, that when Messiah appears, it will be asked the question, because according to Isaiah 52, 15 through 53, 1, he should declare a word that men must consider, all that they had not considered. So the question is asked, who then shall believe his report? You know, there's a lot of folks who won't believe anything beyond what their pastors, bastard pastors, undisciplined men, I call them pastards. They won't believe anything beyond what their pastors have sanctioned. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the pastors themselves have no sanction. The pastors themselves have no authority. He said, if you had authority from on high, you must know you have responsibility. Declare all the Most High has declared must be. Whoever will not perform this, my brothers and sisters, is considered treacherous against the promise and the hope of peace. For people cannot agree, my brothers and sisters. I said, the people cannot agree to in all things they have revealed the same truth. And I dare say to you, on my website, hiddengospel.com, there are articles like the one called at hiddengospel.com called Prophetic Proof, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, that relate the fact, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has indeed told us again and again in Scripture who Yeshua said that he is when he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. In other words, one who comes out of the seed of Jesse. Read Isaiah 11. Read Isaiah 11 through 1 through 4. It's the one who must come to expose every wicked and devious standard, that the knowledge of Yah go forth and peace go forth to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Again, my brothers and sisters, the lie must die that life and peace begin. And the scripture says he comes a second time to deliver his people. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that they might have a boat upon in peace, have an abode upon their land. A second time, but according to Isaiah 59, that they have that reconciliation into peace forever. And whoever would do that, my brothers and sisters, must be the Messiah. Yeshua said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, the scripture called the king of the east? The word east also meaning the rising sun, morning star. My brothers and sisters, that brings the morning light. That brings the morning. It was without exception, my brothers and sisters, the sun. It says Messiah comes suddenly like the rising sun. They didn't have clocks like people have today. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the best they had was like an hourglass, and you would have to left a candle on to be able to look and read. And oftentimes the sun did arise, my brothers and sisters, quite suddenly, unexpectedly. And my brothers and sisters, this way, the scripture says he would come like that word, my brothers and sisters, that must restore all things beyond every half-hearted ideal and illusion. He would bring those words again, that men might be redeemed from the darkness, come again to the light. He said, the Spirit of the Most High is upon me to preach good tidings, the whole word to the meek. That means to teach a whole word for those who are willing to hear the whole word and for not preferring unrighteousness, to release men from the captivity of those who have heard the truth. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures relate not only Messiah's appearing in the last days, that one called Kurdi, the Kurdi, a title that they by and large sought to outlaw from your minds. Men trusting in a polytheist Christ, one anointed after the spirits of many. That's what it meant to the heathen. It is a Western polytheist word, not Hebrew, not monotheist at all. False concept of a savior after a multitude of varying ideals. And because men have trusted in that polytheist king of Babylon, my brothers and sisters, men have not prepared for Messiah as he is, Yeshua HaKurti. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah 11, it speaks of that one who would come a second time to regather Israel. And Isaiah 46, you need to read Isaiah 44, 20 through 45 and through 46, 11. He said he would call a man like a ravenous bird from the east, a man who fully executes all that is his counsel from a far country. He said, the Most High has spoken, debarred this promise. And that's what the word spoken even means. It's a promise the Most High said he would surely bring to pass. And he has sworn by his very name that it must, lest he himself cease to be who he is. He has sworn by his very name. And he said, I've spoken. It's a promise, my brothers and sisters. And he said, he will surely bring it to pass. I will purpose. And he said it again. I will also do it. So he says, hearken to me, you heart of heart, that are far from my righteousness. I will cause my righteousness. And that word for Siddiq there, even I mean, not only do we bring forth his righteousness and reveal again what is the fullness of his desire, but also bring forth his righteous one to come near. He shall not remain afar off. And my salvation, even my Savior, one he has set to save, just reconcile this world to himself, shall not tarry anymore. But that he would bring salvation, a savior in Zion. Please read Isaiah 59, 19-21, Romans 11:25-27. Compare it to Isaiah 45 and understand who that savior is. And this one, my brothers and sisters, will bring honor unto the Most High, reverence for the Most High in Israel. And this time, my brothers and sisters, henceforth, even forever. And if they have not taught you these things, if they've been neglectful, if they did not know, my brothers and sisters, I would simply say if they had authority from on high, they would have known. Oh, I've got just a few seconds left. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under his praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Examine, my brothers and sisters, please, those articles on my website, hiddengospel.com. Discern the truth that your rulers would not tell. Discern why they are not prophets, far from divine inspiration. For the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, and obligates the soul of man to seek that fullness of truth that we all might love one another after one truth. Check out that website, my brothers and sisters, and discern how you can come constituent with the ministry of the Most High is truly called for the healing of his people, faithful unto his pure, perfect will.
but nothing else, my brothers and sisters, is viable. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, has been the enemy of covenant remembrance ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise, always, hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. For listening.
Hopefully people will see.